USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee listened to a powerful plea for reform from the brother of George Floyd.
His life mattered.
Philonis Floyd tearfully told lawmakers that his family cries every day and asks why his brother had to die. He said lawmakers have the chance to do something right.
People of all backgrounds, genders, and races have come together to demand change. Honor them. Honor George.
He told the committee, it's 2020 and enough is enough. It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.